Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Go Loud!
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy from our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast, we are looking for your help and your support. Aren't we, Jeremy?
Yes, we are.
We are. Let me explain. The Opinions Matter podcast has been shortlisted for two awards at the very first Irish Podcast Awards 2022.
And so that's you blowing your own trumpet?
No, no, I'm blowing your trumpet.
Oh, you can blow my trumpet. Thank you very much.
Yes, we have been shortlisted for two awards at the very first, the inaugural Podcast Awards here in Ireland, which takes place in September.
And considering... up until a year and a half ago, we didn't even know what a podcast was. That's genuine. We did not know what a podcast was. I'd never even listened to a podcast. We had no idea what podcasts were. And now we have one of the biggest podcasts in Ireland that's been nominated for two awards. So we have you to thank for that, by the way, you the listeners, because without you, it's just two gobshites sitting here talking to themselves.
Yeah, which is what most podcasts are.
Yeah.
And we decided we wanted to do a very different podcast, which isn't just two gobshites.
That's a terrible thing to say about the two Johnnies.
Ah, but it is. Two gobshites sitting there talking to each other.
They speak very highly.
Their podcast is actually good. But anyway, the point I'm making is we've been nominated, shortlisted for two awards at this year's Podcast Awards, which takes place on the 11th of September. But there is one more award that we could win, but we can only win it with your support. And it is the Listener's Choice Podcast Award. Basically, how this works is you go to the website. I'm putting up the link on Facebook for those of you who are watching us on Facebook. But the link for those of you listening to the podcast is theirishpodcastawards.ie/vote. Okay, it's very simple. theirishpodcastawards.ie/vote. And then you're on the page and you search for podcast Opinions Matter. So you can do this while you're listening
The link is in the comments. Just follow the link in the comments.
Yeah, but that's no use for people who are listening to the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See what you did.
You gobshite. theirishpodcastawards.ie/vote. You then search for Opinions Matter. It'll come up. You put in your name and your email address. You'll then get an email and you have to confirm your vote by going to the email, okay? If you've got more than one email address, vote a couple of times.
Because I'm telling you, if we win this award...
There'll be no shutting us up.
Well, no, don't say that. They won't vote for us. if we win this award, I'm telling you, we're going to give away... What we give away? We give away a house.
Well,
we give away one of your four houses.
I don't have four houses.
Sorry, seven. We'll give away something nice.
We'll be delighted if we were to win that award. So once again, if you wouldn't mind voting, you go to theirishpodcastawards.ie/vote, and then you search for Opinions Matter, give us a vote, confirm with the email, and the job is a good one. All right? Thank you very much indeed. And for all of you who voted for us so far, we're very grateful as well. Thanks very much indeed. And for those of you watching us on Facebook, the link is in the comments section on Facebook. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, we have a very controversial topic on Opinions Matter today. And I want to tell you a story of a 24-year-old being with a 16-year-old girl You'd call him a pervert, a predator, whatever. However, supposing you then found out that the 24-year-old man had no idea she was 16, does that make things different? Is there such thing, in your opinion, as an honest mistake when it comes to judging someone's age? Cormac is a man who's been in contact with us this week, and he contacted us through our email address, which is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. That's allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. That's how he reached us. That's how you can reach us as well if there's anything you'd like us to bring up on the show. Anyway, here's what Cormac wrote to us. Lads, if you do talk about this, keep my full name out of it. Last Friday, I ended up in a club with the lads from my team. Got chatting to a girl at the bar, as you do. Getting on great, both flirting. Anyway, we end up going off with each other, you know yourself. We started kissing. We went a bit further back at the gaff party. We didn't have sex, thank God, because one of her mates slipped up and told me that she was only 16. I asked her and she eventually admitted it. I shit myself and told her she could have gotten me into very big trouble. I genuinely felt sick for the next few days because I was convinced she was almost the same age as me. Anyway, it's just a warning to other lads. It's fucking dangerous stuff, says Cormac. And that's the conversation that we want to have with you. Is there any excuse? Is there any honest mistake that a guy can make? Now, I want you to imagine, that's his whole story. He ended up at a gaff party. They were kissing each other. They were, but he didn't have sex with her. And he says, thank F. And he eventually found out her age at the party.
Yeah.
And has felt as sick as a dog ever since because...
He was one step away from being branded a sex offender.
Yeah. Literally.
Well, even what he's done, I mean, he says...
It could, in theory, be branded in the same
way.
I
mean, he had, I suppose, what's the word carnal knowledge? Isn't that the word with a minor?
Yeah, we went a bit further back at the gaff party.
So what's further? Oral sex? Is it heavy
Maybe,
passing?
Yeah,
whatever it
I
is.
I don't know. But he didn't have full intercourse with
her. That's that man's life ruined if they had had sex. Well, if they had had sex and she decided later on to report it, or she went back and told her mammy and daddy, and mammy and daddy went down to the police, that's... Is there 16? No, am I naive here? Is there 15 and 16 year olds going to nightclubs?
Yeah, there always has been.
How are they getting in?
Big sister's ID.
So what does a man have to do? What do I tell my son, who he's not a clubman age yet, but what do I tell my son in 8 years' time when he's going to nightclubs? How do I protect him from, does he have to swipe ID before he goes off with a woman?
Maybe
she's at fault. Is she at fault?
I was noticing the comments online when we posted this earlier on, and the comments were, "God love him, it's her fault." You know,
I'm very surprised at those comments.
Okay, but I'm going to change this now, and I want to imagine that he actually did have sex with her.
Does that change your opinion?
Does that change people's opinion?
You can say he had sex with her. He didn't.
No, I know that, but. We're literally that close to him having sex with her. He didn't have sex with her.
He did have sex, just not...
Intercourse.
Intercourse, yeah. I mean, sex, a blowjob is sex, still. You know, it's considered sex.
But we want to know whether or not it is a good enough excuse. He says he's 24, she was 16. Had he ended up having full sex with her and he got into trouble, she went home and told mammy and daddy, and he's in trouble, people would view it very differently. People would say, ah, fuck him, he deserves it, he should have known. You should know, looking at a girl, that she's only 16.
Yeah, I mean, I see friends of mine, their sons, well, their daughters in particular, and I know that they're only 15 or 16, and I see them when they're going out on nights out. You would never, ever know. Sure you wouldn't?
Would you? Maybe to look at them, you would never, ever know, but to talk to them.
Well, look at your woman, Gemma Owen, on Love Island. Mm. Yeah, Michael Owen's daughter.
Yeah.
What age is she? I'm actually going to look it up now.
I don't know, actually.
She's only 19 or something. She's 19.
Yeah, she's 19, yeah.
Now, there is no way you would have her down for 19, even the way she talks or anything. And in fact, I see grown men on Twitter since Love Island has come on. Grown men in their 30s and 40s, our age, going, oh, I'd lash her out of it. She's 19 years of age. Would you have her down for 19?
No, I wouldn't, no.
I mean, I'm showing Adrian McGee. He clearly doesn't watch Love Island, so he doesn't know who she is.
No, I have seen her.
Oh, you have seen her. Yeah. Now, would you put her down for 19?
No, I wouldn't. No, I'd put her down for 24, 25.
Now, she's obviously the legal age. She's 19. Yeah. But still...
Anyway, the question that we're asking you is, can a man use an honest mistake defense, so basically?
What I'm getting from you is, and I'm going to put words in your mouth, okay, is that he should have known better. That he, from talking to her, he should have been able to tell that a 16-year-old, the way she talks, has the maturity of a 16-year-old, and she was 16. Walk away. So he thought she was in her early 20s. Yeah. He thought she was 24. He got it out. He missed her by 8 years.
Yeah.
And you think he should have known better?
I'm saying that...
Get off the fence.
I'm saying if he was taken to court by her parents,
yeah,
the general public would say, fuck him, he should have known better.
Do you think...
I have seen young ones that look older.
No, forget about
it. But when you start talking to them, you should be able to cop that they're only that they're much younger than 24.
Giggly, immature young ones.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's his fault.
I'm not saying it's his fault. It's just a warn. Well, in fact, he wanted to warn people, warn lads to be very, very, very careful. Where am I going? You see, when you're in a club, you assume that everybody's over the age of 18 because you have to be over the age of 18 to get in the first place.
I would assume that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Tracy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tracy?
Hi, Adrian.
Well, Tracy, what's your view on this? This guy is claiming he made an honest mistake. He's thanking the dear Lord that he didn't have sex with this young one. What's your view on this?
I actually feel sorry for him because I'm a mother of a 16-year-old. My daughter only had this conversation last night, arguments with her, telling me she was going out being with friends. Actually, last weekend, told me she was going to a house party, friends 18th. Hadn't got a problem with it, shouldn't have questioned it. Asked, could I ring the mother? Make sure, no, you make sure of me, you make sure of me. So we trusted her and we let her go. Myself and my husband rang her, we go and pick you up. No. Friend's mother is dropping me home at 1 a.m. 1 a.m, it's late for a 16-year-old, but it was a party. It was an 18th, we let her go. 1:45, I'm sitting on my bed waiting on her to come in. No sign of her. Tried ringing her, phone not being answered. She walks in the hall door, car pulls up, she walks in the hall door in her skimpy little clothes, which I didn't actually even see her going out in, with a plastic cup with what looked like Coke in it and a big smile on her face. Two lads in the car, one was her boyfriend and the other lad I recognised, but no mother, no parent, dropped her home. Left her, let her go to bed, spoke to her the next morning, said to her, what's the situation? You told me such and such mother's dropping you home. Oh, yeah, but she couldn't come and collect us. She was out. So she was out drinking. So where did the lies come from? What was the start? Her father doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, actually doesn't really do anything bare walk. Could have collected her. I didn't want to wake him up. He was awake. He was like himself.
So your daughter again, what age is she?
16.
She's 17 at Christmas.
Okay, so she's 16. She was at a house party with grown men.
No, we thought she was at a house party.
Now you don't know where she was.
Then we found out where she was the next day.
But she was in the company of grown men.
Her boyfriend is 18, gone 18. So you think a year different, yeah. And the boy that drove them home is about 40.
Oh. And what was he doing hanging around a 16-year-old?
Oh, he was phoned to give a lift. But that's not the situation. The situation I have is, was he drinking? Number one, I don't live in Dublin. I live in the country. So it could have been a crash. We're all listening to the news. Children being killed, young adults being killed, car crashes. So that was my problem. Now, the start is, as I said, my husband doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. He brings him to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. Very attentive father. I was reading some of your comments and I'm actually a bit offended by them because it's the parents' fault. When does the parents stop being at fault?
Okay, well, I'm just looking at even messages coming in now. One of them, and we might get this lady on the phone in a second, from Niamh, she says she knows she is 16 and she also knew that a 24-year-old would run a mile. She is at fault. How is someone supposed to be able to tell the difference with a full face of makeup and clothes, says Niamh. Okay, so let me ask you. Your 16-year-old daughter who went out to this party the other night, in your opinion, did she look 16? Did she look older than 16?
When she went out, she looked 16.
Okay.
When she came back, she looked about 22, with a face full of makeup, hair done, and a bit dishevelled, should I say.
Okay. If a fella in his 20s had ended up with your daughter, Yeah. Would you say he made an honest mistake because she looks a lot older?
Yes, 100%.
And that's really? You speaking about your own daughter?
Yes.
Were you shocked?
Yes.
Because I'm looking at some people commenting, saying things like, serves that mother right, she shouldn't have let her out in the first place.
But what do you do? We're talking mental health, everything now. My daughter said to me last night, her father's at the White Lies. It's only White Lies. Stupid lies. 16-year-old White Lies. Her father said, right, that's it. You're in at 9 o'clock. No, she's going on holiday in 4 weeks' time. So she's told she's not allowed out. She's allowed to go to work. She's allowed to come home. And she's not allowed to go out anyway. She wants to see the boyfriend up to 9 o'clock. He drives. He's only, believe it or not, he's 18. He's only allowed out till 10 o'clock. This is how we're talking.
Okay.
Parents, right?
And so who's she, just a matter of interest, who's she going on holidays with?
Me.
Oh, with you. Okay, right. It sounds like you'll have your hands full on that holiday as well.
Well, there's about 50 of us going. My sister's getting married, so she won't be letting anybody.
Right, fair enough.
But the thing is,
sorry, Tracy, just on another issue, because I'm just thinking out loud here. Her boyfriend's 18, she is 16, so she's clearly under the age of consent. Have you had that conversation? Have you had that conversation?
She's 17 at Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, as the law stands, she is a minor when it comes to sex. Have you had a conversation with her and her boyfriend that if they do have sex, that he is breaking the law?
It's illegal, yeah.
You have had that conversation. Yeah. And what did he say?
The attitude was, can I bring her to the doctor and put her on contraception? I said, no, no.
The fact that he's having that conversation with you would suggest to me...
No, he didn't. She did.
Oh, she did.
Well, that would suggest to me,
that she either is or wants
they're
to.
They're thinking about it. Yeah.
Jesus.
And they're not thinking about it, they've already done it.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please, because I want to bring in some more calls. Sorry, you were annoyed at some of the comments saying blame the parents. You are that parent and you're not taking the blame, basically.
Can I just add one thing? I have a 29-year-old, a 26-year-old, and a 22-year-old. So this is not my first rodeo. I've been there, and I've been there in totally different situations. I have a son, which would be my eldest, and then I have two other daughters. So I've gone through every kind of scenario you can throw at me. I've come out the other side. I've had a mental breakdown. I've had counselling for it. But I've got my kids back. So
you're not going to take any shit from anybody, basically.
No, but this is my last child, and I'm trying to do my best. The worst thing I done was she has seen what I've gone through, and now it's starting again.
Right, okay, but I sincerely hope it's
In a way, though, Tracy, I'm thinking if I will have I'll have two teenage daughters in the future when they get to that age, and I've always thought that as a father of two daughters, I would rather my daughter in a steady relationship with a fella than be single at that age. I think because I think it's better if they're in a steady relationship, because men at that age are horrible human beings, really, aren't they? They are. They use and abuse women. They're immature little shites. You know, they pester women to send them new photographs so they can send them on to their mates. They're just nasty individuals.
But they do that at any age. I know 30, 40-year-olds that take photographs of their wives while they're sleeping and share them with their friends.
What?
They think that's funny.
Well, there's a conversation for another day now.
So I'm just picturing myself going home tonight. My wife's asleep in bed. I pull back the sheets, take a photograph of her naked and send it to Adrian.
Now, some people that just have sixth sense of humour.
That's very sick. Yeah. Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let me go to line two, and that is Nick. You're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Nick.
Hi, lads. First off, I just want to say congrats on the being nominated. I've been listening to you for 15 years now. First-time caller.
That's fantastic. And you're enjoying the podcast, obviously.
Absolutely. I was so happy to hear you were moving over to the podcast world.
Excellent. That's really nice of you, Nick. Thanks very much indeed. Really appreciate it. And we hope you've voted as well for Opinions Matter.
I have.
Good man. All right. What was the point you wanted to make on this?
I think there's a couple of factors here. First off, how did they get into the club in the first place? Like, why aren't the bouncers being more strict with fake IDs? That's the first point of entry.
Okay, I remember a couple of years ago, a girl being led into a club and she was underage, and somebody reported her to the bouncer. said, told the bouncer she was underage. The bouncer went over to her, asked for her ID again, and he allowed her to stay because the ID was so convincingly fake. Yeah. He allowed her to stay in the club, even though it was pointed out to her that she was underage.
And actually, Tracy, a question for you, Tracy, without naming venues, does your daughter go clubbing?
No.
Are you sure?
No, well, not that you're aware of.
No, I know that there's no clubs where we live.
No, right, okay. So it's house parties, or would you be in a pub?
No, it's a pub. Like, I live in a small town that has about 11 pubs and 5 pharmacies.
Right.
Like, there's very little in the pub, in the town, but she's able to get into every one of them. She won't know after this show, but...
We've just ruined the girl's social life.
Sorry.
Of course, yeah. But the thing is, as I said, how far do you go with the likes of mental health at 16? She asked me last night, when I'm 18, are you going to be the same? I said, too, right? Once you live under this roof. But unfortunately.
Mm.
So,
Nick, let me ask you then. Do you believe a man of 24, okay, remember this guy, Cormac is 24, could make an honest mistake and end up nearly having sex with a 16-year-old?
It is his responsibility to a point as well. It's the girl's responsibility as well. She shouldn't be going to clubs when she's 16 years old. That's going to lead... into a really dangerous situation for her. But if there were to go anything further, he should have asked her her age. He should have found out her age before anything one thing or another.
Okay, but chances are, if she lied to get into the nightclub in the first place, she would most likely have lied about her age if she was asked her age.
Yeah, and that is her responsibility as well.
Okay, but the reality of it is...
She should not be doing that.
Okay, the reality of it is, though, if this 24-year-old guy had sex with that 16-year-old girl, yeah, he's the one that gets the blame because she hasn't reached the age of consent. In other words, she can't legally consent to have sex with somebody. So he is the one that would be in trouble. Do you think that is fair?
To a certain degree, yes, because it is his responsibility at the end of the day to make sure she is of the age of consent, whether she lies or not. Like, it is, as a man's responsibility, his responsibility. But, like, there are girls, I'm sure, that will do that and ruin a man's life and not care.
Mm. And it has happened. It has happened.
Yeah.
We know there have been a number of examples of this having happened. But unfortunately, the way the law is, if she's not 17, she's not legally able to consent. Therefore, that man... of 24 would have been guilty of statutory rape had he had sex with her.
In other words, what you're saying, Nick, is men should use a bit of common sense and think to themselves, okay, on the off chance this woman is underage, maybe I should ask her age. But even asking her age that doesn't hold water.
No, and that's what she said. She'll lie.
She can say, oh, I'm 40. Okay, grand. And she turns out to be 16. And as well, you have to remember, most of these incidents happen with loads of drink taken. And the last thing on your mind, and I remember this when you're in clubs as a red-blooded male and a red-blooded female, the last thing on your mind when you find someone attractive is asking their age, isn't it? That's not on your radar.
Yeah, and I mean, like, in my point on Facebook, I did say, like, you would assume in a club everyone is over the age of 18 because they're supposed to be over the age of 18.
Yes, they are supposed to be, but we all know how, and like I said, I gave you the example of a bouncer who went over, questioned a girl after being tipped off that she was underage. He asked again to see her ID, and when he saw her ID, he let her stay because her fake ID was so convincing. Now, what more, like, if security are being fooled, then obviously people in the club will be fooled.
But Nick is saying is common sense. What you're saying as well, Adrian, you should be able to know if a woman is underage just by talking to her.
You should, in theory, yeah. But I don't know if the theory always holds water. Let me go to Angela. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. Well, can a guy make an honest mistake?
Absolutely. This sickens me. This absolutely sickens me. And I have a niece. I have a niece who's 18 this year. And I'm telling you, if I heard, or I know if her mother heard that she did something like this, there'd be war over it. If you are a young man and you get into that type of a situation, and just before something happens, you find out that she's that age, I'd call the guards.
You'd call the guards?
I'd call the guards. call the guards, get her hauled home.
So are you saying that this guy, Cormac, should call the guards over this young one?
He should call the guards over this young one because, do you know what? Her parents wouldn't be too slow in calling the guards if he slept with her and if he got her pregnant.
Mind you, I will let you know, they were kissing, they went back to a gaff party. We didn't have sex, but we did quite a bit other than that. Now, I don't, he didn't describe exactly what he meant by that, but... If he rang the guards and parents get involved and everything else, he could still end up in trouble for having carnal knowledge of an underage girl.
Well, he shouldn't, because it's her fault.
I understand that he shouldn't, and I understand that it's her fault, but that's not how the law sees it.
Well, what you do is you make an anonymous call. There's a girl inside there. This is what she looks like. She told me she's 16. She told me that she wasn't 16, and now she is. There should be something come in. There should be legislation about this because it's too easy now. It's too easy to blame the guy and it's not fair. And especially when there's drink involved. Thank God he was 24 and had the cop on to realise something was, you know, that somebody said she was 16 and blah, 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 and he took it that way. She's very lucky. She's very lucky that he was like that. But then again, it's her fault.
You see, here's the point, Angela. If this guy, and thank God for his sake he didn't.
Angela's victim blaming, by the way.
If this guy had sex with this underage girl, this guy is 24. I can promise you, Angela, people's attitude would be very different. They would be saying
It would be, but it shouldn't be.
You see, the reason we have the age of consent laws as they are is to make a very clear line in the sand. If you're under that age, you cannot legally have sex with somebody else, no matter what their age. Yes. And somebody who does have sex somebody that age is guilty of an offence.
But we also have Romeo and Juliet laws, don't we, where if two people are 16 and in a relationship together, neither of them are going to end up in court over that.
No.
But, Angela, you are blaming this young girl, pretty much blaming her, and she's only 16.
I'm blaming young girls who went out to a nightclub at the age of 16, drinking, and went back to a house with someone. When she knew what age she was, she know what age she's trying to look, she's the guilty one.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Sandra, because the reality of it is, in Irish law, she is not the guilty one. She is the innocent one because she's the minor. And that's just the law. That's just the fact of it. And if he was to be hauled before the courts, having had sex with this girl, he'd be guilty. And I have to tell you, the Irish society at large would say good enough for him.
Oh, they'd have him hung, drawn and quartered.
Yeah, but absolutely would. All right, I want to bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Sandra.
Hey, Adrian and Jeremy, Sandra here. I just want to let you know that there's no perfect parent in this world. Like, I did it when I was younger. I told my mother I was going and I was sleeping in a friend's house, brought a change of clothes in a bag and went out. And false ID, did the whole lot. But things back then, I don't believe that children should do it. I'm contradicting myself, you know. But there's no perfect parent in this world. It's like a child or a teenager hanging around with other young ones. One is smoking, you have to keep in the gang, saying, "Oh, I'm going to pick up smoking." There's no perfect parent in this world, love. We're all going to do it. If you tell them not to do it, they're going to do it, unfortunately.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
Now, let me go to line one, and on line one, it's Rob. You're on Opinions Matter, Rob. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Rob. Angela, just a couple of moments ago, was saying it is her fault. The reality of it is, though, in Irish law, it's not her fault because she's only a minor.
No, you are dead right. Okay, the law sides with the woman, 100%. Mm. But Angela's dead right that, she is not the victim in this. Okay, as you say, in the eyes of the law, technically she is. Or not even technically, she is.
Correct.
But she has... She could have ruined that young man's life. She was in a club designed for adults, intended for adults, you know. And as I said a few times on Facebook, and a couple of times, like, you know, well, other times, like, are men just either supposed to just stay celibate or bring out consent forms, you know, legal declarations? Are you over the age?
Mind you, even if he had a consent form, it wouldn't stand up in court because an under 18, an under 18 can't even sign a contract.
So, that's a good point, actually, yeah.
Yeah, an under 18 is not legally able to sign a contract, couldn't take out a bank loan.
Well, I do appreciate younger should be protected. You know, as Jeremy pointed out, some young lads out there are scumbags. But girls are as well. But also, why is there no protection for young men? Why does this young man have no protection?
Because there is no. Because if we were all able to say, geez, I thought she was only 16.
That's opening the gates for paedophiles.
Of course it is. Yeah. Absolutely is. Yeah. In this case, he is a good bit older than her. He is 8 years older than her. He should have been able to know or spot some signs.
Have you seen some of the girls at the golf nightclubs?
I have seen some of them, but I've also spoken to some of them, and maybe it's just me, but I can tell if some...
you can, but just well, okay, no, okay. You can't.
This guy said he thought she was her age.
Would you be able to tell? You know, how are you doing? I'm Adrian, and she goes, "How are you? I'm 16."
No, but I know she wasn't 24. This guy thinks she was 24.
Yeah.
No way. Absolutely no way. You have to be able to tell that she's younger than 24 if she's only 16. You can... There are certain telltale signs.
Generally speaking, this is probably not her first rodeo. Done this
absolutely
more than once. She's probably, you know, it's not even an act for her at this point. It's literally an alter ego for her.
Yep, I agree.
It's a new persona where she's used to going into a club and being, and while she's in that club, in her mind, her in her mannerisms and everything, she is in her 20s.
Hmm. And he fell for it. He ended up with her. He ended up kissing her, went back to a gaff party.
He was very lucky because, as you rightly said, half the country would turn on him in a heartbeat if he had actually slept with her.
Yep, yep.
And I'm actually really happy to hear now a couple of mothers coming on saying, you know, actually, you know, standing up for his, you know, for him.
I know, but unfortunately, as we just said, had he had sex with that girl, his life could have ended there and then. He could have had his career destroyed. He could, and this has happened, by the way. This has happened, here in this country with some very high profile individuals who's...
I am in my 40s, and I've had a, like 20 years ago when I was, you know, I mean, early 20s, I had a friend of mine nearly had his life ruined over a false allegation of rape. Now, lucky enough, Yuan got downed out, but he nearly topped himself over it.
Mm. Yeah, that's awful.
This isn't a new thing. It's been going on for, you know, time immemorial.
Like we said, it's by the grace of God that he didn't have sex with her. It's by the grace of God that he found out in advance that she was only 16 because somebody tipped her off. Or tipped him off, which he's very lucky. Stay there for a second. I want to go to Maria. You're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Maria.
Hiya, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Maria. What did you want to say on this?
I just think that's absolutely ridiculous. I think it's horrendous. All the boys, all the men, whatever, like, they're always getting the rap for things. And it is. It's very, very easy for girls to go out and doll themselves up with their boobs hanging out and their little mini skirts on them, and you don't. Like, I remember when I was 16 and I thought like that I was in my 20s as well. Do you know what I mean? I thought that I was all that and all. I'm just sick of the way that when something happens to the girl, like, that the fella gets the blame.
Everybody turns on the fella.
Yeah, it turns on the fella. But I mean, it takes two to tango. Do you know what I mean? So if you're going out and you have your false ID and it says you're 18, 19, 20 or whatever, that's good enough for the man to say, right, I'm after seeing her ID, whatever. They go back and they have sex and then it comes out that she was underage and they are automatically light on the fella. Do you know what I mean? The fella's life is ruined and the fella is this and the fella.
The point I was making earlier on, Maria, is if we were telling a story today of a guy who did have sex with a 16-year-old, this conversation would be totally different.
Oh, totally. He would be a big, dirty scumbag and he should be locked up and this, that, and the other. But, like, at the end of the day, like, he's not going to do anything to that girl without that girl's consent. Do you know what I mean? Unless it's pure dirt and rape.
Yeah.
But if he sees, it's like me, when I was 16, I had an ID to say I was 19. So if that person seen that ID and it was 19 and we went back and we had sex or we done whatever we done. And the next day then I got worried and I decided to say he rapes me. Like, how unfair is that? I have two sons and I have two daughters now, and I treated them all the same. They were all reared the same. You do not, if somebody says no, no is no, and that's it. End of story. Do you know what I mean? You can't. So I can understand that way. But if you know, like, or if they say to you, I'm 19 or I'm this, and they have the boobs out and the makeup and all on, as people were saying, yeah, there is very, very immature girls out there, and you know a mile away.
Yeah, I mean, and this is the bit about this story that I find a little bit odd, that a 24-year-old bloke could think that a 16-year-old girl was 24.
I think that's now a bit overboard. Like, I don't think that at 24 you're going to think that somebody is the same age as you. You know by them that they're not. Do you know what I mean? They're still immature with their little and all this. Do you know what I mean? I don't care what you're saying. He had to have known that she was 16. And as you said, if he had went back and had sex, this conversation would be totally different.
It would be completely different. Yeah,
it's totally wrong, because if she was in a club or a pub or whatever, obviously you're going to think that she is that age, because they have to get past bouncers.
I know that, but you should also be aware, as I am, because I've witnessed it myself over the years, and so have you, Jeremy. Yeah. You've seen young girls way underage in clubs.
Yeah.
You know, even though they're meant to be over 18, we all know that some of them manage to get into places. We all know that.
Mir, I was one of them. I used to be in pubs and all.
Okay, I've been asked to play this voice note for you, Maria. Hang on there for one second.
Hey, lad, Simon here. Come here. I think he's just been a bit of a pedo, to be honest. I mean, he should have known. He should have known. You kind of tell, you know, after a few minutes of talking to her. He was just being a little dope. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of his own fault.
I think that's a little bit harsh.
How can you be a bit of a pedo? What a ridiculous thing to say. A bit of a pedo.
No, his point was, he should have known. He should have known. Or if he should have had enough uncertainty to not go near her.
Yeah, come here. Like, if this had been, they met in a field or something, you'd say, yeah. But when you have drink on you and somebody is coming over to you and they're looking well and nothing happens. Like, what is the big thing over a kiss? Like, people are making a big ordeal over something that's so pathetic. Like,
No. Let me stop you there now, because if I came on the show today, I'm in my 40s, okay? Yeah. I came on the show today and Adrian said, suppose I wasn't married, and Adrian says, how'd you get on last night, Jeremy? You're on a night out. I had a great night. Let me tell all the listeners, I had a great night. I was out last night. I was in the club on Harcourt Street, had a brilliant night, met a stunning girl. Wore the face off her, a lovely 16-year-old girl, wore the face off her all night. You wouldn't be saying that.
Oh, are you saying that this man knew she was 16?
No, he didn't.
What's the difference? The difference, the act is still the same. You're still with someone of that age.
But you don't know that.
We're talking about with the knowledge or without the knowledge.
Yeah, it's still a disgusting act, is it not?
Oh no, I'm not saying that. Well, I don't know. I don't think it's disgusting. A kiss is not disgusting. Sure, if that's the case, then like, when is it not disgusting? Do you know what I mean?
But hang on. This guy ended up back at a gaff party. He says we were kissing and we went a bit further at the gaff party. Now, a bit further probably meant his hand down her knickers or whatever, or her giving him a blowjob or whatever the hell. Do you know what I mean?
So we're not being told what actually happened back at the party.
Well, exactly. We were told it was more than a kiss, so what's more than a kiss?
If that was
my daughter, I'd be hunting that man down.
Yeah,
I would.
Well, I have to say now, when you're putting it like that, like I have two girls now, and I know when my daughter was 16, and I have to say, like, she's an absolute stunner, and I know that if she came back to me and said, "Ma, it was a great night last night and I met this fella and blah blah," and realised that he was 24, I swear to God, and she was 16, I have to say, I'd boot her around.
You noted, it'd be like Elmer Fudd and Rabbit Season. No, but it would. You'd be out there. You'd be hunting. Yeah.
All right, stay there for one second, Maria. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Where am I going now? I'm going to Michelle. You're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Michelle.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks, Michelle. Go on.
I think the blame lies on both of them.
Okay, let's... You know, obviously, part of the blame lies on her because she lied to get into the club. She clearly didn't tell him her age until he eventually found out. So that's fine. Yeah. But how is the blame on him?
You shouldn't be just jumping. Well, if I had a went forward, I wouldn't lay the blame on him for just a kiss. But if you jump into bed with someone, you shouldn't be jumping into bed with someone on the first night.
I know, but people do. People do every single day.
I know, I was a 16-year-old daughter, and I've had to stop her getting saved in shops in off licenses because she looks about 18 or 19, and she's fully mature, and I make her fully aware to stay her age because I also have two sons, and I would not like that to happen on phone.
Okay, let me ask you then. Your daughter, 16 years of age, could she easily and understandably be... could a guy be forgiven for thinking that she was 20, let's say?
Yeah.
So
she's a 16-year-old that could pass for about 18, 19.
Okay, because we're about 20. The reason Adrian is asking is we're about to talk to a woman who says that this man should be behind bars, that he was totally at fault. Now, are you telling me that if your 16-year-old daughter was in the nightclub tonight, that she could pass off as 22 and score a 22-year-old man, no problem?
Yeah, she could.
There will be no way of him knowing that she's still in school.
No, because I've seen my own daughter dressed up, and I've seen her, like, she could pass. Like, my daughter can walk into a shop and get a cigarette and not be asked for ID if she has makeup on.
Right, okay, so... this guy, 24, ends up with a 16-year-old, and for the purposes of this, we'll say she's like your daughter. Would you put any blame on him then for ending up with her?
I'd find out what happened. I'd need to know the story. If my daughter lied about her age, she'd have to take some of the responsibility because
obviously, even to get into the nightclub, she has to have lied about her age.
Well, yeah. If a bouncer has let her through, if a barman has saved her, what is the difference?
You see, Michelle, I think you would be seeing a completely different tune if she came home crying tonight and said that she'd been taken advantage of by a 24-year-old man.
As a mother, I would be devastated if it happened. But you also have to think that mothers have done too.
I think you'd be out for blood.
Michelle is saying is she can see it from both sides here.
I'm not saying I wouldn't be out for blood. I'm not going to say that because no woman wants a 16-year-old to sleep with a 22-year-old. But if your daughter comes home and tells you, well, Ma, I willingly went, I didn't tell him me age, it shouldn't happen. It's still statutory rape, and it should have never happened. But you would have to take some sort of responsibility.
Okay.
If your daughter knowingly tells you, I did lie about the age, I voluntarily went home with this guy, I voluntarily slept with him. Well, that you mean you have a daughter that had a little bit of disrespect and lied.
Mm. Okay.
Still should not happen, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I wouldn't be out for blood. But you would have to look. I have done, so,
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for one second if you can, please. I'm going to talk to that lady in just a second, the lady who's saying that he should be behind bars. But before that, let's have a listen to this voice note.
The sad thing about this is, nowadays, it can be a bit hard to tell, makeup and all that. Someone might be close to 18, they might be, just a bit over 18. So it's probably better off just asking, how old she is. And if you have any doubts, just don't take the risk, You know yourself when someone is older than 18, Like if someone's in their 20s, you can tell. But you just have to be careful. I had something like that happen to me a couple of years ago. I was talking to a girl and got chatting to her, and I asked her how old she was. She's like, I'm almost 18. I was like, almost 18? What do you mean almost? She's like, I'm 16 actually. And I was like, right, talk to you later, I'm gone. Just, you don't want any fucking questions over that, because that kind of thing can get you in a lot of trouble. So, just have to be careful. Don't take any chances. And you have to use your common sense as well.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Catherine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Catherine?
I am fucking shaking listening to your show today.
Why?
I am fucking livid. All the women on period sympathisers. If that's two things I hate in this world, it's periods and irresponsible parents.
And what, have we heard from both?
I don't agree with perverts at all. It makes me sick.
None of us agree with perverts. Define a pervert for me, though.
Someone who gets with someone who's a minor. That's a pervert.
If it's done intentionally, I would agree with you.
No, I don't believe. I believe that these perverts don't care. I don't think they don't know. I think they don't care. I think they'll know, but they'll play dumb because they think, oh, they're getting a nice little young one who hasn't been, which is probably tight. She's probably a virgin. I'm going to get her. She's probably naive. She'll probably get in the sack with me and it'll be all easy peasy lemon squeezy. Dirty perverts. They all know. Don't give me that shit. They don't know. Of course they know. And hang on. What's that yoke's name?
Firstly, don't refer to somebody as a yoke, if you don't mind. We're trying to have a civilised conversation here.
But she's saying, like, oh, I'd be hurt, but, like, I blame my daughter. Like, who blames their own daughter for, like, statutory rape? Like, what the fuck?
Nobody said we blamed her daughter. Do you know what I mean? If somebody lied about that, right?
She would have went in by her own choice, like, and she basically then would be to blame.
It's the bouncer and the barman. Are they perverts? They're going to save her and let her into a nightclub.
They're not the ones taking her home, though. But
Catherine, I will say, they're the ones that failed in the very first instance by enabling her to get into the nightclub. Nightclub are failing in their duty to ID her properly.
But they're not the ones who are defiling these young girls. They're not the ones who are defiling and taking advantage of young, vulnerable girls. We should all have, as citizens, we should be reporting perverts. We should be standing against perverts. People who do this should be named and shamed, put on sex offenders lists with their faces and their names everywhere.
Hang on for 1 second. Relax there for a second.
If you had a son that this happened to, and your 22-year-old son kissed a girl that was 16, and that girl had the body of a 20-year-old, because 16-year-olds do
have the bodies of 20-year-olds. What are you talking about? They're 16, 17, and the bodies of 16, 17-year-olds.
16-year-olds would have double D breasts. Do you know what I mean?
Catherine. Okay, Catherine. Hang on for a second. Hang on.
I would teach me 22-year-old son not to be going after girls who look young, not to be a pervert.
Okay, Catherine. Hang on for a second.
And my own daughter doesn't lie about her age.
Adrian, I'm sorry. If you continue to let someone on, like, defending perverts,
I'm going to end the call in just a second, because this guy who contacted us, this guy Cormac, contacted us to alert other young men that this can happen. So I'm going to...
He's worried that he's going to get caught for riding the young one.
No, hang on.
Catherine...
Listen to me. If this guy had something to hide, if this guy was up to no good, why in God's name would he contact us? Seriously.
Are you really that fucking stupid? Are you all that fucking stupid? Obviously he knows he's going to get caught and now he's trying to backtrack. He's trying to say, oh, well, I didn't know. Well, he was thinking to himself on that night, probably, oh, do you know what? She's still intact. She's nice and tight. Better whore than somebody who's had kids and probably isn't as good in the
I'm now going to end this conversation. Yeah.
Why would you end the conversation? I'm giving you my opinion. No.
I don't like the language you're using to refer to a young girl.
You're ending the call because you wear that bloke in the nightclub.
Stop. Goodbye. Seriously.
Yeah, talking about young women like that.
That was a pure dictation. Like, do you know what I mean? Because no mother would want their 16-year-old to sleep with a 22-year-old.
No, well, obviously. I would literally flip.
And I obviously wouldn't blame my daughter, but I would blame my daughter for lying. Like, you have to take responsibility if your child tells a lie. A lie is a lie, like.
Unfortunately, though, when it comes to a grown man in his 20s, if this guy had had sex with a 16-year-old girl, he is the one that would be blamed, would be at fault, and would be prosecuted, or could be prosecuted.
which is actually, if it does happen and it's on a lie, it's a very, very tricky situation, because you're not very mature when you're that age, at 22 or 16. You know, like, some 22-year-olds are very immature, and they're not all, but like, I mean, we're fully aware that there is perverts out there. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but then you look at your woman Gemma Owen on Love Island, which I've been dipping in and out of over the last couple of weeks. You look at her, she's, what, 22 years of age. She has a very level head on her shoulders. You would never know that she was 22 years of age. Definitely not.
Let me read a message, actually, that's just come into us, and it says, guys, love the show. I'd ask you to keep me anonymous for the small bit of input. Something similar happened in the area where I'm from. Basically, an underage girl went into an over-18s nightclub. A guy over the age of 18 picked her up and went back to her house. Her parents got wind of it, contacted the guards. He's now out of a government job which he worked in and is a registered sex offender. All the while, he was not aware of her true age. And there you go. That's just an example of what can happen, which is very, very scary.
I'm just going to do an experiment here. If you just both bear with me. We have another call on the line that we're going to go to in a sec, Victoria, Adrian. Don't look. One of our regular listeners, Lauren, just sent us a photograph of her daughter, which I'm going to forward to you. Now, just to describe, because this is obviously a podcast, you can't see it, but to describe this for the people listening, this is a photograph of Lauren's daughter, and she's done up with makeup on. She has her hair done and makeup on. I'm forwarding the photograph to Adrian. Adrian's going to look at the photograph, and he's going to try and tell me what age Lauren's daughter is.
She is 16.
Wrong. Go again. Now, I said her makeup's done perfectly.
Yeah, she's very good.
She's contouring going on. She's got the lippy on. The eyebrows are perfect. Her hair is perfect.
I'm going to assume then that she's younger than that. So she's 14, is she?
She is 11. Just got
good
12.
God almighty.
Yeah. Now, obviously, we can't share the photograph with you guys because it's Lauren's daughter.
And she's only a minor.
You have to believe me when I tell you this.
Well, I thought she was 16 straight
away.
That's
what I thought as well.
Yeah. She's not. She's 11.
11.
Mercy to her. That's worrying.
That is
scary, yeah.
What a bit of makeup can do.
Yeah. Okay, let me bring in one last call on this. And it is on line two.
Victoria.
Oh, Victoria. There we go. Victoria, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Victoria.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks, Victoria. Well, what did you want to say on this?
I just think it's two separate situations, okay? So say if that guy was in a nightclub, there's loads of loud music, there's alcohol involved. Like, we've all had beer goggles on, we've all been there before, you know what I mean? But if he had met this girl off an app or a website in the light of day where there was no alcohol involved, then he should be, like, held 100% accountable. I mean, like, you only have to listen. Like, I was on a bus a few weeks ago and I heard a girl saying, oh, but, you know, he's real mature for a 15-year-old. Like, kids don't have the same grasp on reality that we do as adults. And that's why it's up to us as adults to guide them. Like, there's loads of pervy young people out there, like, in their 20s that would, like, gladly hit on a 15, 16-year-old girl and wouldn't think twice about it. Do you know? And I think as well, it's society has a big impact on it. I mean, years ago, like, we used to wear blue mascara, and, like, we'd look ridiculous, but we'd look our age, you know? And I think now with, like, the full contours, like, the lip fillers, everything, like, most people aren't even asking ID for, like, 16-year-olds who are going in to get them done.
No, and they're not. In fact, it's a conversation that we were planning on having maybe one of the days next week on the podcast about, young girls getting tattoos, getting... Yeah. Piercings and getting tans and everything.
There's loads of our listeners sending us photographs of their daughters now, asking us to guess the age. And again, the next one, the daughter, Adrian, look at the photograph. What age would you say she is?
17.
She is 17.
Oh, right.
Like my nieces were here the other day, and my dad had a heart attack when he seen how short the shorts were on them, and they're like 14 and 15. And he nearly had a stroke, and they thought it was hilarious. But it's not, as an adult, you see what the dangers are out there. You know, like, I mean, it's unawareness for kids, and it's adults that should have more awareness. That's what it comes down to, like.
But I'm looking at this photograph again that our friend Lauren sent us of her daughter. And again, not a whole, I would say 16, 17. Mm. But I would imagine, this, no, I don't know this girl, her daughter from Adam. I'd imagine as soon as she opens her mouth, you would go, that's a child.
Yes, of course. Exactly. But she is only 11. By the time that young one is 16,
she will look in her late 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very
exactly. But then there's always table talk as well that kids pick up on. I mean, like, there was always, when we were growing up, it was always get out of the room, the adults are talking, you know, that way. Mm. And I think kids are given too much now leeway where they're sitting around
and they're hearing adults having adult conversations. Yep.
Conversations, yep. And they're picking up, and then they're like kind of adapting that persona as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. I mean, let me ask you then, and the point of this whole podcast today is we know that there are a lot of young men that listen to this podcast. We know that Cormac contacted us because he wants to let those young men be on their guard, warn them that there are girls who do get into clubs who are underage, and just to beware that his story could have ended an awful lot worse for him. It really could.
100%. And if that guy had been more of a predator, it could have ended up a million times worse. Absolutely. Once he found out how old she was. Yep. You know?
Absolutely.
And I mean, it's just...
And that lady, Catherine, there a while ago calling him a pervert, he would not have contacted us if his story wasn't genuine.
She's vile. Yeah, she's vile. And my heart went out to that lady, Lindsay, was it, that was talking about her daughter and the kind of trouble she's going through with her now.
Yeah, that was...
I mean, she's very vigilant as a parent. Like, parents are always, my child, no, not a hope, do you know what I mean? Mm. And then you have people out there who do acknowledge that, like, children's shortfalls are on top of it, and she's getting called a terrible mother. I mean, like, it just goes to show you, everyone has it.
All right, look, we really appreciate your call. Thanks very much indeed for talking to us. All right, bye-bye. And that's
some great
just
callers there. Have we ever spoken to you before, by the way, Victoria? Is this your first time talking?
No, a few times. You have your number.
Jeez, Adrian, what are you doing saving now? There's a topic. Adrian saving women's numbers.
Did I?
I thought you obviously did. Thanks, Victoria.
Thanks very much indeed.
See you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Adrian's little black book.
It's a little red book. Look, it's red. It's red. There you go.
Red, yeah.
Anyway, that is it from us from this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Great conversation, I have to say. But the warning is...
And I'm sorry, I want to apologise for the language that Catherine used in the podcast. Because... It's not sitting well with me talking about a young person like that.
Anyway, we hope you've enjoyed this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you did, please hit subscribe or follow. If you're watching or listening on Spotify, click the little bell icon and you'll be notified every time we upload a new podcast, which we do almost daily. If you haven't already downloaded the Opinions Matter app, it's available wherever you get your apps. And that way, if you download the app onto your phone, you can be notified when the show is actually live, which we do most afternoons.
That's wonderful.
And obviously, it suits most of you to listen to the podcast, but we do a live show every afternoon on Facebook and on our Opinions Matter app, and you may want to listen to us live as well. So there are lots of options available.
Literally, we're a media empire. Rupert Murdoch hasn't got a patch on us.
There's only two of us sitting in this small room.
Fox News.
Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Opinions Matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.